प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद गौरव श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन वृंदावन मथुर धाम के मायापुर नवदेव धाम के पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम के कलयुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन के हिताय गौर प्रेम आनंद ऑल ग्लोरियस टू सिंगल डिवाइन ऑल ग्लोरियस टू सिंगल डिवाइन ऑल ग्लोरियस टू सिंगल डिवाइन ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एवं श्री गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతోచయాముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేష్వభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. హరి ఐ థింక్ టుడే Bhagavatam verse board is absent. It's okay. I'll just read the shloka. And I have forgotten. It's okay. I'll read the shloka and translation. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. Text 21st and 22nd has been asked to tell. Text 21. Savai kilayam purushah puratano ya ek asid avishesh atmani agre gunobhyo jagatatmanishvare నిమిళితాత్మన్ నిమిళితాత్మన్ నిషిరు సుప్త శక్తిషు సవైకిలాయం పురుషః పురాతనో య ఏక ఆసిత్ అవిశేష ఆత్మని అగ్రే గుణోభ్యో జగతాత్మనీశ్వరే నిమిళితాత్మన్నిషి సుప్త శక్తిషు సవైకిలాయం పురుషః పురాతనో య ఏక ఆసిత్ అవిశేష ఆత్మని అగ్రే గుణోభ్యో జగతాత్మనీశ్వరే నిమిళితాత్మన్నిషి సుప్త శక్తిషు
Yeah.
any ladies? Read word by word the name. Saha, he, Krishna. Vai, as I remember. Kela, definitely. Ayam, this. Purushaha, personality of Godhead. Puratana, the original. Yaha, who. Eka, only one. Asit, existed. Avishesha, materially unmanifested. Atmani, own self. Agre, before creation. Gunebhya, of the modes of nature. Jagat Atmani, unto the Super Soul. Ishware, unto the Supreme Lord. Nimilita, merge into Atman, the living entity. Nishisupta, inactive at night. Shaktishu, of the energies. Translation by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. They said, here He is, the original personality of Godhead, as we definitely remember Him. He alone existed before the manifested creation or the modes of nature, and in Him only, because He is the Supreme Lord, all living beings merge. As if sleeping at night, their energy suspended. There are two types of dissolution of the manifested cosmos. At the end of every 4,320 million solar years, when Brahma, the Lord of one particular universe, goes to sleep, there is one annihilation. And at the end of Lord Brahma's life, which takes place at the end of Brahma's 100 years of age, in our calculation, at the end of 8,640 million into 30 into 12 into 100 solar years, there is complete annihilation of the entire universe. And in both the periods, both the material energy called the Mahatattva and the material energy called Jiva Tattva merge in the person of the Supreme Lord. The living beings remain asleep within the body of the Lord until there is another creation of the material world. And that is the way of creation, maintenance and annihilation of the material manifestation. The material creation is effected by the interactions of the three modes of material nature set in action by the Lord. And therefore it is said here that the Lord existed before the modes of material nature were set in the motion. In the Shruti Mantra, it is said that only Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, existed before the creation, and there was no Brahma, Shiva, or other demigods. Vishnu means the Mahavishnu, who is lying on the causal ocean. By His breathing only, all the universes are generated in seeds and gradually develop into gigantic forms with innumerable planets within each and every universe. The seeds of universes develop into gigantic forms in the way seeds of a banyan tree develop into numberless banyan trees. This Mahavishnu is the plenary portion of the Lord Sri Krishna, who is mentioned in the Brahma Sanhita as follows. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the original personality of Godhead Govinda, whose plenary portion is Mahavishnu. All the Brahmas, the heads of the universes, live only for the period of his exhaling. After the universes are generated from the pores of his transcendental body. Brahma Sanhita 5.58. Thus Govinda or Lord Krishna is the cause of Mahavishnu also. The ladies talking about this Vedic truth must have heard it from authoritative sources. An authoritative source is the only means of knowing about transcendental subject matter definitely. There is no alternative. The merging of the living beings into the body of Mahavishnu takes place automatically at the end of Brahma's 100 years. But that does not mean that the individual living being loses his identity. The identity is there, and as soon as there is another creation by the supreme will of the Lord, all the sleeping, inactive living beings are again let loose to begin their activities in the continuation of past different spheres of life. It is called suptopthito-nyaya, or awakening from sleep, and again engaging in one's respective continuous duty. When a man is asleep at night, he forgets himself and what his duty is, and everything of his waking state. But as soon as he awakens from slumber, he remembers that all that he has to do, and thus engages himself again in his prescribed activities. The living beings also remain merged in the body of Mahavishnu during a period of annihilation. But as soon as there is another creation, they arise to take up their unfinished work. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 8.18-20. The Lord existed before the creative energy was set in action. The Lord is not a product of the material energy. His body is completely spiritual, and there is no difference between his body and himself. Before creation, the Lord remained in his abode, which is absolute and one. I have been asked to take the next verse also, so I am reading the next verse. Sa eva bhuyo nijavarya choditam svajiva mayam prakritim sisrukshatim anamarupatma nirupanamani abhidit samanu anu sasara shastrakrut. Translation and purport. The personality of Godhead, again desiring to give names and forms to his parts and parcels, the living entities, place them under the guidance of material nature. By his own potency, material nature is empowered to recreate. Purport. The living entities are parts and parcels of the Lord. They are of two varieties, namely Nitya Mukta and Nitya Baddha. The Nitya Muktas are eternally liberated souls, and they are eternally engaged in the reciprocation of transcendental loving service with the Lord in his eternal abode beyond the manifested mundane creations. But the Nitya Baddha, or eternally conditioned souls, are entrusted to his external energy Maya for the rectification of their rebellious attitude toward the Supreme Father. Nitya Baddhas are eternally forgetful of their relation with the Lord as parts and parcels. They are bewildered by the illusory energy as products of matter, and thus they are very busy in making plans in the material world for becoming happy. they go on merrily with plants, but by the will of the Lord, both the plant makers and plants are annihilated at the end of a certain period, as above mentioned. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita as follows. O son of Kunti, at the end of the millennium, all living entities merge into my nature, and again, when the time of creation is ripe, I begin creation by the agency of my external energy. Bhagavad Gita 9.7. The word Bhuya indicates again and again. That is to say, the process of creation, maintenance and annihilation is going on perpetually by the external energy of the Lord. He is the cause of everything. But the living beings who are continuously the parts and parcel of the Lord and are forgetful of the sweet relation are given a chance again to get rid of the clutches of the external energy and to revive his, the living being's, consciousness. The revealed scriptures are also created by the Lord. Vedic literatures are the guiding directions for the conditioned souls, so they can get free from the repetition of creation and annihilation of the material world and the material body. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, this created world and material energy are under my control. Under the influence of Prakriti, automatically they are created again and again. And this is done by me through the agency of my external energy. Actually, the spiritual spark living entities have no material names or forms. But in order to fulfill their desire to lord it over the material energy of material forms and names, they are given a chance for such false enjoyment. And at the same time, they are given a chance to understand the real position through the revealed scriptures. The foolish and forgetful living being is always busy with false forms and false names. Modern nationalism is the culmination of such false names and false forms. Men are mad after false name and form. The form of body obtained under certain conditions is taken up as factual. The name also taken bewilders a conditioned soul into misusing the energy in the name of so many reasons. The scriptures, however, supply the clue for understanding the real position, but men are reluctant to take lessons from the scriptures created by the Lord for the different places and times. For example, the Bhagavad Gita is a guiding principle for all human beings, but by the spell of material energy, they do not take care to carry out the programs of life in terms of the Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam is a postgraduate study of knowledge for one who has thoroughly understood the principles of the Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, people have no taste for them, and therefore they are under the clutches of Maya for repetition of birth and death. Hare Krishna. So, okay. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamanyam Dati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरकृषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर टुडेज Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seems to be holiday today. Many devotees have come on the auspicious tithi of Akshaya Tritiya. It's a very auspicious day, very important and significant day for all of us. So we will cover something from that also, and of course after reading two long purports there is hardly time to speak, but whatever time has been given I will try to speak. So here in these two verses we can see what the ladies of Hastinapur okay. I will now force to stand and sit like this now. Everyone has their own control. But Krishna is the ultimate controller. Maya Dakshin Pakati Sveti Sacharacharam. So I'm feeling a little uncomfortable. I'm not Maharaj. So what the ladies of Hastinapur are speaking, that has been discussed in these two verses, and we can see that the flow of Srimad Bhagavatam, these verses, how it is moving on now. We saw the prayers of Kunti Devi. We saw Draupadi's forgiveness. We saw Bhishma's passing away. And at the end of his life, what he was speaking, about dharma. Right? And these talks are not ordinary. We can understand the quality of thinking, the level of their consciousness and thinking, it is not ordinary. Because this explains what is the content of a person, right? What person speaks. Ultimately, it reveals the quality of thinking, quality of culture. And here it may appear, or it may be so much broadcasted in the material world, that Mahabharata is a mythology, or earlier people were not so intelligent. Intelligence has been evolved now. But we can, when we go deeper in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll realize that they were very opulent in terms of their living and their thinking. Here we can see that here, when the Lord Krishna is now walking, he is departing for Dwarka. Departure is not something very palatable. Sometimes somebody was explaining 2 days before, even somebody is going to another village or another country, right? There is so much of feeling of kind of separation. It is natural for everyone. And here we can see that when Supreme Lord has now finally decided that he has to go to Dwarka, because he left Dwarka and came to Hastinapur for this mission, Mahabharata war. Mahabharata war ended. Then we saw how Kunti prayed, requested, kind of indirectly hinted to stay for some more days. Yudhishthir Maharaj requested at least stay for some more time. They were not able to bear the separation from Lord. And Krishna obliged to them. He accepted that. He stayed for some more days, and we saw that how he was present, even Bhishma's passing was happening. And that way, Krishna fulfilled everyone's desires. He knew that it will not be easy for them to bear the separation. So he gave some extra time. And now the final moments have come, that now Lord Krishna has to depart. And at that time we can see Arjuna is holding the umbrella. This may appear to be very ordinary, somebody holding umbrella. But Arjuna was not an ordinary person. He was one of the great Pandavas. He fought the war. Arjuna, Krishna's teachings, he heard the teachings directly from him. And he is now taking that position of holding umbrella for Lord Krishna. That is very humbling, carrying umbrella for somebody. But why he was doing that? Because he was attached to Krishna. Bhaktosi me sakha chetu rasyame paduttam. He was attached to Krishna. He heard from Krishna, and his whole transformation happened. He accepted Krishna's teachings and fought the war 18 days, and finally he became victorious. So he was holding that umbrella over Lord Krishna's head. So that is another opulence. And that umbrella was also not an ordinary umbrella. Umbrella had that kind of handle which had valuable jewels embroidered with that. So in today's time we may have ordinary button umbrella or something foldable. But that umbrella was also very opulent. So we can see the opulence, it was existing. The culture of India was not something ordinary. It was very, very opulent. And not only just the living, it was just external living, standard of living. But their standard of thinking was also very opulent, right? In today's time, what has happened? Standard of living has increased. But what has happened to standard of thinking? It has decreased, right? Standard of thinking has decreased, and therefore we can see there are so many problems. People speak something and it creates kind of controversy, creates kind of disturbance. Sometimes their actions are taken to stop them speaking. And especially somebody speaking about truth, they are not allowed to speak. Right? Somebody is trying to give a good message of the Lord. They're banned, or they are kind of various ways they are stopped. They are not allowed in some countries and various ways, right? So here we can see the standard of thinking of these ladies. And it may appear that they, sometimes somebody may think, say that, oh, they are less interested. But it is not like that. When somebody takes to Krishna consciousness, their consciousness goes to a different level. And sometimes their thinking can be more superior. They may not be so much vocal, or they cannot be aggressive in promoting, broadcasting or something like that. In today's time, even somebody may have something to speak. What they do? They want to broadcast in a bigger way. Right? I want to be heard. Right? That is a certain desire of conditioned souls. I want to be recognized. People should please come forward. It is okay. You can come forward. So, and in today's social media time, it is amplified more and more, right? Every person has a kind of speaker, kind of microphone in his throat, right? And we can speak and it can reach out to few people. If this microphone can reach out to some people in the temple hall, it is amplifying this sound, or it is going online and reaching out to so many thousands of people. They are hearing online and getting benefited. But in the material world also we can see that this same kind of proclivity or desire to speak and want to be heard is so strong. And what they do? Immediately they will write or type and put on their instant Gramya Katha channel. Instant Gramya Katha. Immediately, whatever we want to speak, gossip, it may be just gossip. But there are facilities. So in that way, we can see that that tendency is so strong. But of course, somebody can total that tendency to Krishna consciousness. Then it is glorified. That glorification of the Lord is happening. How the Lord is glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam. If you can amplify and simplify and broadcast it, then it can reach out to so many people. And it can change the lives of people. Right? Because the sound vibration is very, very important. And it has a power to change the heart of a person. Even on the mental level, it can, person starts hearing first, right? Every knowledge, every field of knowledge, we have to hear first. Whether it could be medical or engineering or management, or whichever field one takes. Law, in the law, so first thing is hearing the case. So, hearing is a beginning. There is a beginning. One has to hear first. And when somebody improves on hearing, spiritual sound vibration, then one's heart can change. It has a power to change the heart of a person. When it is done in a positive way. How we hear is very, very important. Here we can see that the ladies of Hastinapur had heard from authoritative sources, right? They heard from authoritative sources. There were sages coming in Hastinapur. They were telling about the Supreme Lord, what is the absolute truth. And they had come to that conclusion, finally, that this Lord Krishna, who is now departing, he is the Supreme Absolute Truth. He is the source of all creation. He appears to be a very ordinary person. But he is not an ordinary person. So that kind of thinking, the standard of thinking, we can see that it is not an ordinary thing. It is a grace of the Lord. When Krishna gives that intelligence, Dhami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Yenama Upayantite, when Krishna gives the intelligence, then only one can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Otherwise one may get caught up into so many controversies. And Krishna deludes some such people. Krishna does not reveal to everyone. Naham prakasha sarvasya moh yoga maya samavata. That Krishna does not reveal to everyone easily. Sometimes it may appear that the Krishna consciousness so easy. In the beginning it may appear that chanting, dancing, taking prasadam, it is so easy. We'll go back home, back to Godhead easily. Right? But as one starts making progress, starts years after years, decades after decades, then we start realizing that even the simplest things are so difficult. Because our consciousness, if the consciousness is not proper, then simplest things become difficult. Right? So therefore here Srimad Bhagavatam gives that opportunity to go deeper and try to improve from within. It is not just the external that I repeat the words of spiritual master or other devotees. But the message has to go more within. Then the transformation will happen. Otherwise it will be only information and no transformation. The message of Srimad Bhagavatam has a power to change the hearts of all three types of people. One who is speaking, one who is hearing, and people in general. So it has a power. And how we hear is important. So here we can see that they are speaking that the Supreme Lord existed as they remember. How they remember? That is a difficult to understand how they remembered. But we have heard from authorities Srila Prabhupada explains. So the before the creation of this entire universe or the entire cosmic manifestation, somebody has to be present, right? Somebody, creator has to be present before the creation. Can something come out of nothing? Do we have experience of anything like that? Everyone is using these small handsets, mobile phones. If I say that I found it, when I was walking on the beach, I found it. It is automatically created. So what person will say, other people, oh, you are a fool. You don't know what is happening behind this small instrument. There is so much of thinking has involved, right? So much thinking, so much engineering, so much kind of knowledge has been involved to create that small instrument. It is helping us to communicate with each other at a distant place. So can it come by chance? Or any object we can see, even the small watch, wrist watch we wear, anything we can see in the material world, and we cannot say that it has come by chance. There has to be somebody behind the creation. We don't have any example of something which has come by chance. There has to be someone who has created. And such intelligent design, the design is so intelligent, so what to speak of the designer or the creator? How much he must be intelligent? To create this cosmic manifestation, he has to be supremely intelligent. He cannot be an ordinary person. In today's time, we may create human-like beings, human-like machines, androids. We may feel that this is an amazing creation we have done, right? What they have done is, they create kind of human robots kind of thing, right? And they can speak, they can shake hands with you, right? They can connect with you, they can do so much of your work. And we think that is the amazing creation we have done. So behind this creation, the small kind of machine, human-like machines they have created, there has to be somebody behind them, right? And what is happening? They should think like human beings. That is another level they are doing. They should think like human beings. And what is happening to human beings? They should behave like robots. They should not think too much. They should behave as robots. They should follow as it is. Don't ask too many questions. Just follow me. So that kind of, we are creating robots. And robots are given artificial intelligence. Humans are treated to behave like robots, and robots are given artificial intelligence. This is the irony of this advanced technology. Human beings have to behave like human beings. They will have different thinking. Everyone, every human being has a different level of intelligence. He thinks differently. So therefore, when somebody gives suggestion, sometimes the boss is not ready to accept. Like, don't give me too many suggestions. I know better than you. I am more senior. I have studied more books. I am more knowledgeable. Don't tell me too many things. But if someone hears, one may realize, yeah, that is kind of some thinking is involved in that. He has something to say. There is some intelligence behind that. Every person has that kind of intelligence. So even like one incident, like in the shop there was one servant and I had to do some kind of packing. I was telling him to do in this way, that way. But he suggested a different way of packing. Simple things. And I could have said, what I am telling, you should follow me because I am more senior. But when I heard, then I understood, here also kind of way of thinking and it is valuable. And then I accepted, this will save more kind of packing. So that way, every person has some kind of intelligence. In today's time, why youths are so much frustrated? Because they have been asked to do monotonous work. They are programmed to think in a particular way. And the programming, the entire programming is in that way. You have to think in this way only. Right? People are programmed in that way. But if the original intelligence is understood, then we will see lot of varieties, lot of creativity. There will be lot of talents will come out. So therefore, we need to go deeper in Srimad Bhagavatam and understand that how Srimad Bhagavatam is helping us to broaden our understanding. It is not making us narrow, that only think in this way. It is not like that. It broadens. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the purpose of scriptures is to broaden our understanding. Because the conditioned souls are limited. They are put in this material world and their mind, everything has been conditioned to think in a particular way. The soul is eternal. Soul is eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. When it is liberated, it has an amazing amount of knowledge and intelligence and its original nature. But when that soul is put in a particular kind of body, that soul has to function in that way. When the soul is put in the body of a dog, then what happens? It starts barking. And that soul is put in the body of a kind of fish or something, it will swim, it will require that environment to survive. When that soul is in the species of plants, it will stand at one place, it will give flowers, it will give fruits, it will give shade to everyone. And when that soul comes as a human being, then it has kind of higher level of understanding. Then one can inquire that why I am suffering, what is beyond this, what happens after death. This kind of inquiries one must inquire or we must try to find out as human beings. Otherwise time is going very fast. Our 100 years of life is actually nothing compared to what kind of calculations given here. Right? If we go inside relative calculations, we will see that what is our existence? Our existence is negligible. It is absolutely nothing. From the absolute point of view, we just are like a kamala dalajala jivana talamal, it is explained that our life is like a time span on which the drops of water falls on lotus leaf. And how much time it remains, it just goes in the water again. So our time is that much time we have been given. And it is going to end very fast. But within that time, Krishna has given us opportunity to understand. He comes every millennium to give this knowledge. So that our consciousness starts evolving. We broaden our understanding. And we can perfect our life even within one lifetime. That is the greatest advantage given. Otherwise, this process was not that easy in earlier ages. Earlier ages, they had to perform a lot of austerities for many, many years. Controlling the senses, standing in heat and cold, and so much control of the mind. Then only they could make little progress. And even after performing so much yoga and yogic pranayam, satya, they could not even get a glimpse of the nail, the toenails of the Supreme Lord. Krishna does not reveal to such yogis who try to capture in their hearts or those who try to speculate too much. Krishna does not reveal to them easily. Sometimes they try to say God is impersonal. Krishna does not have form or roof and kind of names and everything, gunas, qualities. Krishna does not reveal to them. Krishna reveals to only devotees. So therefore, here we can see that the calculations given are kind of, we need to really go deeper in physics and or mathematics to understand what are the discussions happening here and who is speaking. The ladies of Hastinapur are telling about this. So their level of thinking, we can just get a glimpse what kind of knowledge they had. And universe, I was reading one book, and our universe is one of the smallest universes explained, right? Four-headed Brahma and all. Other universes have many, many headed Brahmas and all. So, it is explained that our technology, the material technology, has kind of reached to, we can reach to something like 14.5 billion light years of this universe. We can get some information about what is there. The light year, if we can calculate, the light year is something like 300,000 kilometers per second. When the light travels, light speed of the light is 300,000 kilometers per second. When that light travels for 1 year, that is considered to be one light year. That is the distance, right? And it is something like 9.46 into 10 raised to 12 kilometers. That is the distance. Or 6 million million miles. That is the distance that the light travels in 1 year. And 14.5 billion light years. That much far we can go in the universe. And universe is said to be 46 billion light years big. So we cannot even get the glimpse of what is the end of the universe. Through our material technology, we cannot get the glimpse. And there is another kind of information I was reading, that even that light, which like 14.5 billion light years, that light comes to our place, still we cannot get the complete information, because by that time the universe has expanded and that place has moved farther. So this expansion of universe is happening faster than the light can travel. So we cannot get the glimpse of what is happening at the end of the universe. What to speak of what is happening beyond the universe. The light itself is not able to reach to us, so what to speak of understanding what is happening there. Right? So this is just kind of those who are interested in science going more deeper, they can go more deeper in Srimad Bhagavatam and other books. Our spiritual scientists, devotee scientists have written a lot of books and they have given this kind of understanding, what is the method of receiving knowledge. Because with our limited senses, we cannot get the absolute knowledge. That is the problem. Therefore, we need to have higher understanding, or we need to depend on the sound vibration, the Shabda Praman. Shabda Praman, of course, 2 days before who had heard the class, it was like every sentence was like a Vedanta Sutra. It will need kind of more simplification, right? How to understand that a sound as a form, material sound as a form, and what to speak of spiritual sound vibration. It is absolute, so it has a form, and name and form are not different. So when we chant the name of Krishna, Krishna is present. So that requires some kind of practice to come to that level. That yes, this is not different. Krishna is not different from his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, his dham. So that is a spiritual understanding. One needs to go more deeper, and that will come by faith. It doesn't come automatically by theoretical knowledge. So therefore, here we can see that the universe is, the time spans are huge, and Krishna gives a glimpse in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna in 8th chapter and in the 9th chapter, he gives a glimpse of what happens at the end of Brahma's day and at the end of Brahma's life. Brahma's day is considered to be Sahasra Yuga Paryanta. Sahasra, 1,000 ages. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. If we take together all these 4 yugas, one, that becomes one cycle. After Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga comes. After Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga comes. Kali Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, then Kali Yuga. After Kali Yuga, again Satya Yuga will come. So it goes like this for 1,000 cycles. And that becomes 12 hours of Brahma. Right? 12 hours of Brahma. And at the end of Brahma, then there is kind of annihilation, it is explained. And where the till moon planet, Bhur-Bhuvah Swarg, Swargaloka, the planets are submerged in water. So we all go in the water, we kind of remain in that dormant stage. And after 12 hours of Brahma, night is over. Again the next creation, the next day of Brahma starts. And again the living entities are again come back to their life. They again start receiving the forms, names, everything. And Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains that how just like a person sleeps, we can relate. So person sleeps in the night, then what happens? We forget. We forget what we are what is our position, who we are, and we go in the dream world, right? And we think that that is real. But again, when it ends, the day starts, we again start into our normal duties, right? We again start, oh, I remember, oh, I have to do this chanting at Nitvachan Bhagavatam. We have to remind every day, oh, sadhana, abhyas, no? It is not, still we are not to reach to that level that even during sleep we can remember Krishna, right? If you are intensely remembering, if you are intensely practicing, then maybe you will get some glimpse of it. But that kind of level is different. We have to practice when you are in the conscious level more. So, when we sleep, then we forget. Again, when we wake up, we start doing the regular activities, the duties. So similarly, when the Brahma's day ends, all the living entities are going back. Some higher planets, sages, they travel to the higher planets. Satta Yuga and Janaloka, Tapaloka, they go to the higher planets and survive. Because that kind of siddhis they have. We don't have that kind of siddhis. We are put in this kind of prison house. We are conditioned in a particular way. And that is the day at the end of Brahma. And in next chapter, Krishna says, Sarva Bhutani Kaunteya Prakriti Nyanti Mamika Kalpakshe Punastani Kalpado Visujamaham. That he explained that, okay, one day of Brahma, what happens that annihilation, Krishna explained, and if everyone goes to sleep, or again its creation happens, and Krishna gives a glimpse of, okay, parastasmatu bhavanya, but beyond this, sometimes destruction and all, annihilation may put us into kind of depression, that everything gets destroyed, where we go, what is happening. But Krishna gives some kind of assurance, okay, no, don't worry, everything doesn't get destroyed. Parastasmatu bhavanya, vyakto vyakta sanatana, yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nashyasuna vinashyati. He says that beyond this material cosmic manifestation, there is another nature, another world. That does not get destroyed. This kind of very confidential information Krishna has given in Bhagavad Gita. And he has told that how to reach to that level. Avyaktokshara ityuktam paramam gati bhaktya yat gato anagrivadante tadham parma mama. Krishna says that bhaktya labhyasvanamya bhaktya tuan, that only by devotional service you can reach to that planet. By knowledge one can go to impersonal Brahma Jyoti, but jnana or by yogis they can achieve mystic perfections, but by bhakti one can even transcend all these levels. And it may appear to be very ordinary, bhakti may appear to be very ordinary, but it is not ordinary thing. So therefore, when we hear from pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, then our thinking has to improve. Because thinking is connected with everything. It is explained that watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become action. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. And watch your character, it becomes culture. So how things are connected systematically, and Radha Gopinath.
And how it begins at the thought process there. Everything begins at the thought process there. And therefore, where we focus, where our mind focuses, that determines our level of consciousness. That determines what we'll speak, how we'll behave, how we'll spread the culture. And therefore, we have to go more deeper, because sometimes with our limited senses, our eyes can deceive us. Our eyes have got kind of lens within us, right? There is a lens in everyone's eyes. And that lens can magnify the good qualities, or that lens can magnify the bad qualities also. It depends upon our consciousness. What we do, what we decide. We can see the good quality in a person. Even there may be hundreds of faults. But if we are determined to see good qualities, we will see good qualities. But if you are determined to see bad qualities in a person, the person may be having so many good qualities, but our mind is pushing us to see bad qualities, to amplify, magnify those bad qualities, then what happens? We'll see only bad qualities in a person. We will amplify bad qualities. We can glorify a person through our speaker, that whatever small speaker is attached in our throat. Therefore, what we speak is important. Prajalpa. Therefore, Rupa Goswami guards us. Prajalpa Niyamagra. That do not speak prajalpa gossip. Because it will harm your spiritual life. It will harm other spiritual life also. So therefore, here we can see that this talks of these ladies of Hastinapur may appear to be ordinary talks. They may be gossiping, it may appear. But it is not gossip, it is a glorification of the Lord. It is the highest glorification. Their understanding is more superior. They have upgraded their understanding. They have reached to a different level of thinking. So therefore, Krishna consciousness is to upgrade our consciousness, upgrade our thinking. And there is opportunity every moment. Every day, every moment, that opportunity is given to upgrade our level of consciousness. And when we focus on that, then we'll make progress. Otherwise, even there may be so many good things happening around, we will focus on the bad things. And Radhanath Maharaj gives the example, just like of the example of that fly and bumblebee kind of thing. The bumblebee is interested only in finding out the good things, the honey in the flower. There may be one flower in the midst of the all the sewage and all, but the honeybee will go and get the essence of that flower. But the regular fly, which is just swamping around, even there may be so many good things, it will go to one piece of dirt and it will suck that very intelligently or very diligently. So therefore, how we decide, what we decide within, how we think, where we focus, decides our consciousness, and that decides where we'll go. Whether Krishna is happy with such kind of consciousness? Is Krishna happy to see finding faults? You are given opportunity, you are given so many good things, but you are still finding faults. So Krishna has given, but he may take away whatever he has given. So therefore, if you want to retain the mercy of the Lord, then we must try to find the good qualities in a person, try to speak good about the person. So therefore, it is an opportunity. Today is a big day. Every moment of this day is so important. Akshaya Tritiya, it is explained. Whatever you do is Nokshaya, it is not going to destroy. So try to do good things. Try to hear Bhagavatam, try to chant more, try to improve your understanding of scriptures, tell good things about others, distribute books, and go more deeper. That is the important thing. And there are kind of list of things about Akshaya Tritiya. There are so many things. Parshuram Jayanti, today Parshuram was born. Then Sudama, he went to Dwarka and gave chief prize to Krishna. Then Mahabharata was written on this day. It is the beginning of Mahabharata started. Then Draupadi, I mean the Pandavas, they received Akshaya Patra on this day, right? Yudhishthir Maharaj requested in that exile incognito to King of Virat to invite Krishna and Balaram to his kingdom. And he arranged kind of Nauka Vihar for them, Krishna and Balaram. They applied Chandan on the bodies of Krishna and Balaram. And on that day in Jagannath Puri, Narendra Sarovar, that Jagannath Utsamurti are brought and they are applied Chandan for 21 days. And even today we saw the murti of Gopalji smeared with Chandan. Madhavendra Puri, Srila Madhavendra Puri's pastime of bringing Chandan from Malaya Hills. So many pastimes are there, Chaitanya Charitamrita also, there are some connected pastimes. And it is explained that the deity of Varaha Narasimhadeva, Varaha Narasimha, is throughout the day it is applied Chandan because he is very ferocious, he is very angry. But on this day, that Chandan is removed and they can take the darshan of Varaha Narasimha. Even Badrinath, Badri Vishal. Today the darshan opens, 6 months it is closed, 6 months it is open. So today it opens on the day of Akshaya Tritiya. And fundamental calculation also, people have a lot of faith. They can buy gold, silver and valuable materials. So this kind of very auspicious things are happening. And descent of Ganges happened on this day. Mother Ganges descended on this day on the request of Bhagirath Maharaj, who is visiting Parpanga Austerity. So there can be like another lecture on Akshaya Tritiya that somebody can take. Or we have a lot of lectures online we can hear. So I have gone really, really over time. Sorry for that. But thank you very much for your patient hearing and coming here. And hearing the words of Srimad Bhagavatam, which Srila Prabhupada has given. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.